Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Glowhood Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Mamet. Welcome to the new year 2024. I do apologize for being gone for so long. I did recently suffer a loss in the family, so I did have to take time to recover and everything. I'm still technically grieving, but it's not as severe as it was when it was fresh. So just wanted to apologize and let you guys know that this year you will be getting consistent content from me no matter what. I'm not gonna let my job or anything stop me, pretty much. So in order for us to get on track, I thought that I'd bring back the acronym series that I started last year. I think you guys remember the first episode I did was the one that was an acronym for Africa. And today's acronym is going to be UNITE. So that is going to be for crushing your goals in 2024. UNITE stands for U, understanding your goals. N, narrow down your focus. I, initiate your plan. T, track your progress. And E, expect great things, even if it takes a while. So now let's get into like what that actually means. So the first letter in the acronym, U, basically understanding your goals, means outlining the outcome you want for 2024 and beyond. What are you trying to achieve? Are you trying to achieve financial goals, personal goals, fitness goals, etc.? Whatever it is, figure that out, then narrow down those goals. The next letter in the acronym, N. When you narrow down your goals, narrow it down to what you can reasonably handle in your day-to-day life, because all of those small habits that we do every day do add up and they make a huge difference. I would suggest narrowing down goals by a 3 to 6 week interval, just so that way it's a little bit more manageable. You're able to actually see what you're doing. You'll be able to implement a habit, because it actually only takes 3 weeks to implement a habit in your life. So if you start at the 3 week interval and then you feel like you're making good progress, then add another 3 weeks and so on until you're able to achieve whatever goal you're trying to get to. Narrowing down your focus will actually help the implementation of your goals so that you get less likely to get overwhelmed and get off track. We want to be able to have bite-sized goals, really small things that do add up, so that way you're able to basically see the progress over time. Once you see it over time, you'll be able to feel a lot more self-confident and to be able to realize that, yeah, you can do this. You can achieve whatever goal that you have set. The next letter, I, initiate your plan, means actually getting up and doing what needs to be done. So in simple terms, keeping your promises and commitments to yourself and to your goals. Every little step is getting you closer to your goals, no matter how daunting they may seem. I always say, dream big, but act small. Not in the way that you would want to diminish yourself, but do small acts that will add up over time. Once you do those small acts, trust me, it will add up over time. Because if you remember, 1% a day is 365% in a year. So that's 300% more than what you would have done if you're trying to do large chunks. And for someone like me, who I actually do have ADHD, so I get overwhelmed quite easily. And whenever I do stuff, I tend to procrastinate and then do everything at once, which is not sustainable. So in order to like avoid burnout, avoid overwhelming yourself, just have it very small, something you can handle, and just actually doing it. And do it first, so that way you have the rest of your time to do whatever it is that you want. Don't procrastinate. I know it's very easy to procrastinate, but just try your best not to, because the sooner you get that done, if it's already out of the way, you will not have any issues. The next thing is tracking your progress. So create a journal or a log to hold yourself accountable and then to also see how far you've come already. And shameless plug, I will be releasing a yearly planner soon. So please stay tuned to my social media. You can follow me on Glowhood Podcast on Instagram. On TikTok, I'm at the Glowhood Pod. And I'm on other platforms, but those are the two platforms that I'm currently active on. So check out the Instagram if you want to hear more updates about that. But in the meantime, be sure to track everything, the ups, the downs, and everything, because it's all a part of your journey. And if you're able to see how far you've come, it will motivate you to keep going. And finally, expect great things. Yes, you may have setbacks, but don't think that that's where you'll end. Everyone has a little bit of setback whenever they're achieving goals. You know, nothing is super straightforward. There's always a journey when you're getting to something. So just keep that in mind, but expect great things, okay? Because 2024 and beyond is going to be your time, all right? Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything hinder your progress. Don't let anyone or anything to discourage you. You have everything that it takes to achieve your goals. You've gotten this far, so you can clearly go further. If you set your mind to it, you will do it. And just remember, as I posted on Instagram earlier this week, anything you set your mind to, you will achieve. You've got this, and Happy New Year. Thank you again for listening to the Glowhood podcast. I do appreciate your support. And I appreciate all of the new subscribers and followers also on my social media pages. It kind of came out of nowhere. I think I kind of went viral in like a few countries. So thank you so much for your support. And even though I've been highly inconsistent over the past few years, this year I am committing to being consistent, not just for me, but for you guys as well, because I want you guys to know that you're not in this alone. You may suffer from seasonal depression, you may suffer from anxiety or whatever, but just know that you're not alone. You're not doing this thing alone. You're not the first person to experience this, and you will not be the last. So just know that there are people that are here to support you. If you ever have any questions or ever need to talk to me, you can literally DM me, which is another series that I will be bringing out, reviving later on this year. But you can always DM me and let me know if you have any tips, or if you need any advice on anything, or if you just want different content to listen to, let me know, and then I will try my best to bring that to you guys. So again, thank you. And please follow my pages, the social media pages again, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube coming soon. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day or evening or whenever you're listening to this. Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Glowhood podcast. If you like this episode and would like to see more episodes like this, please subscribe and follow Glowhood by visiting www.glowhood.com. Thank you again for your support, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Glowhood podcast. If you like this episode and would like to see more episodes like this, please subscribe and follow Glowhood by visiting www.glowhood.com. Or you can follow us on all social media platforms at Glowhood Podcast. If you would also like to support the show, you can visit our Patreon at patreon.com/glowhood, where you can join for as little as $3 a month. You'll have access to exclusive content like bonus episodes, behind-the-scenes footage, monthly Q&As, and more. Thank you again for your support, and I'll see you on the next episode.